AircheckDownloads.com.
And the countdown continues.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, counting them down. 25 years ago, the Drifters, featuring singer Benny King, took their original version of this next song to number 2. Superstar Donna Summer took her remake to number 21. And this week, it's at number 33. There Goes My Baby. From the LP Cats Without Claws, that's There Goes My Baby by Donna Summer. It peaked last week at 21, this week it falls to 33 in our survey. The song at number 32 this week is by English rocker Billy Idol, whose real name is William Broad. And he says he first got the idea for his stage name back when he was in grade school. He wasn't always the most motivated of students, and one day he came home with a report card where a teacher had written, "William is Idol." Spelled I-D-L-E. Billy says, when I looked back on it, I thought, what a great name, Idol. But then I said, why not Idol I-D-O-L? It makes more sense in this business. End of quote. And Billy Idol he became and still is. His current hit drops from number 29 to 32, and it's titled Flesh for Fantasy. Billy Idol, one of 11 English acts in our countdown this week with Flesh for Fantasy, falling from 29 to 32. From Hollywood, this is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and we have 31 hits to go to the number one song in the nation. The countdown will continue in just a moment.
More from Casey and the American Top 40 for this week in 1984, after the news. In Manchester on DAB Digital Radio and around the world at thisismax.co.uk. This is Max, where the 80s live.
From the Radio News Hub Centre, I'm James Gregg. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt has accused the Doctors' Union of misleading junior doctors about changes to their contracts ahead of a rally later today. That's the latest. More in an hour.
If your job sees you scaling great heights, and get 10% off your first order by quoting radio.
This is Max, where the 80s live. We rerun the American Top 40 from this week in one 80s year, every Saturday from 10.
This classic edition of Casey Kasem's American Top 40 is from October 20th, 1984.
In Hollywood, this is Casey Kasem on American Top 40. We're counting down the biggest hits in the nation, and on we go.
Number 31.
From Cyndi Lauper's album, She's So Unusual, here's the fourth Top 40 single. Fourth consecutive hit for Cyndi Lauper on American Top 40. She moves from 35 to 31 with All Through the Night. This next song is by a man who seems to have done it all. He's hit number one as a singer, a songwriter, and a producer. He's won an Oscar, a Grammy, and countless gold and platinum records. He's Lionel Richie. And he says there's still more that he wants from life. He says, quote, "For me, my fantasy would be writing with great people. When you start thinking about working with Stevie Wonder, Burt Bacharach, or Carol Bayer Sager, you start imagining writing the best music you can. The idea just fascinates me." End of quote. This week, Lionel Richie's latest moves 8 notches to number 30, and it's called Penny Lover.
Oh, Penny, baby.
Penny Lover, the 5th top 40 hit from the LP Can't Slow Down. It moves 8 notches second week in the countdown to number 30, Lionel Richie. A listener wants to know, what's the biggest selling comedy album of all time? Well, it was an album that made fun of the 35th President of the United States. Details and the sad story of the man who made that album are coming up.
The hits are hit from coast to coast, American Top 40.
Every week here on American Top 40, we count down the biggest hits in the nation by the world's biggest pop stars. Here's a lady who's been a star for many years. She's at number 29 now with the biggest hit of her career. Tina Turner went to number one and stayed there for 3 weeks with What's Love Got to Do With It? Tina Turner on American Top 40 with What's Love Got to Do With It? This week it falls 14 notches to number 29 in our countdown. Now, let's answer that question about comedy albums. Artis Owens of Ozark, Alabama wants to know, what is the biggest selling comedy album of all time? Well, surprisingly, it wasn't an album by a big-name comedian like a Bill Cosby or Steve Martin or Richard Pryor. It was by a lesser-known comedian who did impressions of the 35th President of the United States and the President's family. It was titled The First Family, and it was such a big hit that it sold an incredible 1,600,000 albums in the first 2 weeks that it was out. Eventually, more than 5.5 million copies of that album were sold, making The First Family by Vaughn Meader the biggest-selling comedy album in history. But it was also an album whose sales came to an end with the tragedy of November 22, 1963, when President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And that terrible event also brought an end to the career of stand-up comedian Vaughn Meader, who was so closely identified with the slain president that he was unable to find work. Meader recently told writer Jerry Oppenheimer that in the years afterward, he became involved with drugs, and it didn't take him long to go through every cent he had made on that album. Today, Vaughn Meader is 48 years old. He travels around the country in an old van, drifting from place to place, supporting himself by playing piano at hotels. Meader told the reporter, "I hitched my wagon to a star, and the star came down." And that's the answer to Artis's question about the biggest-selling comedy album of all time. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 28.
Here are Kenny Rogers, Kim Carnes, and James Ingram up five notches this week with their three-part song, What About Me?
I see you here with me.
Kenny Rogers with Kim Carnes and James Ingram at number 28 in the countdown this week, moving up five notches with the title song from the LP, What About Me? So far in the 80s, there are only two acts who have had four number one songs. And coming up is a song that can break that tie.
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Culture, history, and cuisine combine on a Manchester food walk. Foodwalks.co.uk.
Max.
American Top 40 originates in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. From their album Bananarama, here are Siobhan Fahey, Sarah Dallin, and Karen Woodward down 13 notches to number 27 with Cruel Summer. Bananarama at number 27, falling 13 notches this week on American Top 40 with Cruel Summer. In the category of most number ones so far in the 1980s, there's a tie between two acts. Each has had four number ones apiece so far in this decade, and one of these acts is now shooting for a fifth. Before we hear that record, let's see how the contenders stack up in this category. In a tie for second place is Paul McCartney and the group Blondie. They've had three number ones so far in the 80s. Then we have a tie for first place. Michael Jackson is running neck and neck with a very popular duo. In the 80s, Michael Jackson's hit number one four times with Rock With You, Billie Jean, Beat It, and his duet with Paul McCartney, Say, Say, Say. The duo that's tied him has also hit number one four times in the 80s with Kiss On My List, Private Eyes, I Can't Go For That, and Maneater. And this week, that duo is climbing the chart with their latest hit. And of course, it has a chance at number one. But it's much too early to be obvious. But we're watching and we're listening. Here are Daryl Hall and John Oates moving six notches, third week in the countdown, to number 26 with their latest, Out of Touch. Daryl Hall and John Oates on American Top 40, moving from 38 to last week 32 to now 26 in our survey of the 40 biggest. Their 21st Top 40 hit is Out of Touch as the countdown continues.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. At number 25 is a song by an act who identify themselves as Scandal featuring Patti Smyth. Why the special billing for Patti? Well, she says the band has gone through a lot of personnel changes recently, and she decided it'd be a good idea for the people to know she was still with the group. Here's Scandal featuring Patti Smyth, The Warrior. Scandal featuring Patti Smyth at number 25, falling from number 11 with The Warrior from the LP, Warrior. This next song in American Top 40 is by a woman who says her great-grandmother predicted fame for her when she was only 11 years old. Chaka Khan says, quote, She read my palm, and she told me someone would know my name and that I was going to do something good and bring joy to a lot of people. That made quite an impression on me, says Shaka. I'm a believer in fate and that everything is planned. End of quote. Well, it was a combination of fate and talent that made Shaka Khan a star. Here she is at number 24 with her 12th Top 40 hit called I Feel For You.
Chaka Khan.
Aircheckdownloads.com.